Hallelujah and shalom. We are still considering the book of 1 John, the letter of 1 John. We are in chapter number 5, and we want to deal with the verses 1 all the way to verses 12. This is very critical. One of the time we were studying the book of, chapter 2, we discovered that there are people who left fellowship because they did not belong to us. They were deceived by the Antichrist. They were deceived by the spirit of Antichrist, and they left their position. They went out. Bible says that him who is in us is greater than who is in the world. So there is what we call the world there. But I want you to know that we are still travelers. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. And so this time, we want to consider that those who remain in Christ, they remain in the fellowship, and they were confused in the time of John. They didn't know what to do because some of the key people had already left church, had already left the fellowship, and those that remained, they were contemplating, they were considering, what do we do? John comes and writes to them, as recorded in chapter 5, that there are rewards of participating in the Holy Fellowship, in the Holy Communion, in the Holy Communion. When we talk about Holy Communion, it's the same as fellowship, Holy Fellowship, because communion talks about having in common. And we must participate. He said there are several benefits. There are a number of rewards for that. God rewards us. We benefit from being there. There are the consequences, the fruits, the good fruits that we eat when we remain in the fellowship. And I think this is very important as an encouragement as John finishes the first letter of John. In this session particularly, we want to look at the first six benefits. No, the first three benefits of remaining and participating in the fellowship. John gives six in the book of chapter 5, but we have to do with the three of them. We need to understand that these benefits are there with us. They will help us to walk in this evil culture, having confidence, not breeding into the world. We need to understand that understanding them gives encouragement to those that feel that they are almost going back. But before we look at those benefits, let's look at the dangers as given by Paul. Believing believers or travelers in a foreign culture, that which is hostile to us, which is dark. This culture is dark. It's full of hate and they're killing. It is those believers, those travelers who are moving in this culture that is hostile to their faith can experience sickness, weakness, and even die unless they deliberately participate in the Holy Communion. Paul, when he was speaking about this, and he meant, having the holy table, he said that those who do not participate and those who participate wrongly, both two groups of those who participate wrongly and those who do not participate in the Holy Communion, he said that some are sick, others are weak, and others have died spiritually or even physically. So it's good to judge. It's good to discern the body of Christ. It's good to love the body of Christ. It's good to know that how we deal with this, we can either get benefits or dangers. So the dangers is about weakness and sickness and even death. But John here gives about three. Let's talk about the three, that are here as benefits. And I know we'll be able to be blessed. Verses 1 to 3 of the book of John 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. Now, the first benefit of remaining and participating in the Holy Communion, in the Holy Fellowship, is that we are able to carry and maintain the commandments of God. It is a bit to carry the commandments of God, or to keep his commands without getting worn out. We are able to follow God's instruction without becoming weary or without letting it become burdensome. You know, there are many people who are in fellowship, but doing what God asks us to do is such a burden, a big burden. They keep asking why. Why does God want to be praised? Why is God asking about this and others? Why must I do this? Why must I help this and the other one? So the first benefit of remaining is that we'll be able to carry out the and practice brotherly love without it becoming burdensome. You're able to love children of God continuously, ability to do good without ceasing, especially to those who belong to the household of faith, is ability to love your sister without complaining, without stopping, without fighting it about it. You know, sometimes loving God and his children, we fight about it. But John says that the first benefit, if you remain, is that the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, Spirit of truth, the Spirit of brotherly love, will help us to be able to keep the commandments of God without fighting it to be a burden. We'll be able to defeat this evil world because God dwells in us. Now, because God is helping us to do that. Number two, verses 4 to 5, what does it say? For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. So the second benefit of remaining in fellowship is that we overcome the world. We do not only keep the law of God without becoming burdened, but we also overcome the world through our faith. There's a victory that overcome the world. He says that we are going to overcome the world. And who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, this is really critical, that we'll be able to defeat the world through our faith. Defeating the world is a benefit, is a fruit, is a reward. And number three, John verses 6 to 12, that says that if you continue to participate in the fellowship, we will be able to accept the testimony that God has given us. You see, God has given three witnesses here on earth, and he has given three witnesses there in heaven. Now, here on this earth, he gives The witness, what we call the witness of the spirit, is the witness of the blood and the witness of even the water. All these witnesses, as he says, this is the one who comes by water, and by blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and the blood. And it is the spirit who testify, because the spirit is the truth. Now here we discover that God has given a testimony for us, and we only believe the testimony of God when we remain in the fellowship. So it's the benefit of remaining. God has also given a testimony in heaven. He says the Spirit gives testimony, the Father gives testimony, and the Son gives testimony. So in heaven, Godhead give testimony. Here on earth, still Godhead give testimony because of what he has done. And we can only be able to believe the testimony that God has given because we are born of God. And so it is very important for us to remain in this earth. It's to remain on earth, but particularly to remain in the fellowship. Yes, we are on in the world, but we are not of the world. Now that testimony says that we are more than conquerors. That testimony that God has given says that God has conquered for us. That testimony says Jesus has died. Jesus was buried. It's a testimony. Jesus has resurrected. Jesus is coming again. We believe that testimony. Unlike the Antichrist, who did not believe that. So we forever stick to this testimony because we have remained and dwelt in the fellowship, or abode in the fellowship. Father, give us the grace to abide in the fellowship so that we can be able to get the fruits, or the fruit of remaining here. And Lord, we can be able to accept your testimony, or the testimony that you have given, the witnesses that you have given. We can gradually take this so that we can be also be able to defeat the world and the devils and the powers of darkness, even through our faith. And so that, Lord, we can be able to take in your commandment without getting it or feeling that it is burden. In Jesus' name.